Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you right now. I pray that this word goes forth and it's a blessing to the listener. Heavenly Father, I get myself out the way. None of my own agenda. I made my mind be captured by the Holy Spirit and the things and thoughts that come into me. May your words be spoken so the people know that it is you. May those that hear this word, may it be something that confirms within them, because the Bible says in the book of John 14:20, Jesus said, in that day you will know for yourself that I'm in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you, Father God. So if that be the truth, let your spirit come alive. So anything that's heard, may it resonate in the listener's spirit, so they know that it's not me, but it's you. For it says, my God, in the book of John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in the book of John 4:24, it says, God is a spirit, and we must worship you in spirit and truth. So let the truth come forth, and where it confirms by two or three or more, where when we pray, whatever we ask in Jesus' name, it is done. And Father, I pray now that your work is done now. As it also says in Luke 12:12, for the Holy Spirit shall teach you what you ought to say in that very hour. I pray that in this hour, the Holy Spirit teaches, releases something from me, however, use me as the vehicle to release your word, and it be a blessing for the people's destiny. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh my God. I would like for you, I have to flow. I have several things that's been on my heart to talk about. And I just pray that it all comes out. And before I begin, I just want to do a disclaimer again, and I'll do this quite often, is that I'll go this way. We have lenses of perception that we deal with knowingly and unknowingly. And what I mean by that is that we have different titles of perception. For example, let's say if you're a listener and you're a woman, okay? So that's one perception of you just distinguishing between man and woman, is that you're a woman, you know, based upon physical attributes of the body and anatomy and things like that, as well as DNA, but you will be defined as a woman. But then you also have a name which was given to you by your parents or your guardian. So that name is another perception or identity. All right. Now, you may have siblings. Okay. And they have names and they have a perception just on the name. But now, if they do something to hurt or harm you, that's another perception. Okay. So now you know it's a male or a woman by the name of, you know, whoever, and they did X, Y, and Z. So you have all these different perceptions of people. But the other thing, too, is that you also have a perception of yourself, of what that name means to you, what someone has said to you, how they relate to you. And with that perception, it has different names. You know, your mother, you have your basic name. If you piss somebody off, you an MF-er, you a B, you're ungodly, you're all these different things. And those are perceptions. Even if you listen to me right now, you look at me, some may look at me as Byron Burke. Some may look at me as I'm a father. Some may look at me as a pastor. Some may look at me as from, you know, Byron from Tin City, a DJ, a son of a gun, son of a, you know, all that stuff. Because we've all done things that create a different perception. Are you with me so far? So in that, where it talks about in the Bible that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, part of that is that our perception is off on how people view us and how we view people and how we view God. And when those things are not in alignment, it brings dis-ease or disharmony or dis-ease. It brings a lot of things in because we accepted a lot of things. So what God wants to do is restore the identity. So we're dealing with identity theft. And identity theft goes in so many different dimensions. So if you're thinking on a let's say material realm level, let's say you have a credit card and you made some purchases, you know, online or offline at a grocery store or something like that, and someone gets hold to your credit card and they go and make charges to it. And then they go open up new accounts, and maybe someone, and also too, maybe when you're, you know, you didn't realize that maybe you've had your Social Security card attached to the back of it, or you maybe have on a sheet of paper, and now they have your Social Security number, and now they have taken the identity or the perception of your name, your credit score, everything that's attached to that segment of your identity that you identify with, that the world identifies with, and now that has changed the perception of who you are to creditors, because now your credit score has gone down because the person who took your credit card number has went forth and not paid the bills on time, so now your credit score goes down, so the perception of who you are has shifted. Now, if you don't know how God perceives you, you will perceive that credit score, that event, as who you are, and make it a truth that who you are, that because of what happened. And you know, I'm praying for the Holy Spirit to lead me into that space to go into a little bit deeper, because most of us don't understand about spirits and how spirits transfer, and this may or may not be the conversation for it. But again, oh, you know what? We're there anyway. Because again, if you're listening to me, I'm just speaking. You can't see me, but you can hear. And like the Bible says, faith come by hearing, and hearing by or from the Word of God. I don't have a Bible in front of me right now. So if someone's listening right now, said, well, the scripture says this, that's a perception of, you know, I didn't say the scripture properly. But you got to get the perception. And it's very clear in the book of Genesis. Perception is very powerful. And if you don't understand perception, what that means, again, perception is a word. Matter of fact, let's look that up. I'm going online now. I just want to get a definition of perception. And I am going to go to Wikipedia. Okay. So it says perception is the organization, identification, and interpretation of sensory information in order to represent and understand the environment. Okay? I'll read it again. Perception is the organization, identification, and interpretation of sensory information in order to represent and understand the environment. Now, sensory information. What is sensory when we deal with perception? Your senses. You can taste. You know, if a liquid touch your mouth that's not balanced, if you think of a scale, when you start off with a scale, it starts off at a zero balance. So if the chemicals, so like you have saliva in your mouth, and those are chemicals, or those are fluids, and they have a certain job and functionality and a certain taste. So anything that you put in your mouth that doesn't meet that does not meet that same chemical balance is going to trigger something. Okay, so your senses, so your tongue is going to sense the change in the taste. So that's one thing. Then you have with touch, you sense things. If someone pinched you, you will feel pain, which will go up to your nerve endings into your brain to let you know that there's pain there or something. Even with your eyes. Okay, and again, looking at perception is, and what it says here, in order to represent and understand the environment. What's the environment? The environment is where you're at right now. Whether you're in a home, there's a different temperature that you're feeling. It's a climate. Even if you have shoes on, you know, your skin that you're still feeling. You know, you're everything that we have is from the planet Earth. So you're being able to sense different things in the environment. Okay? So now let's look at something. If you have your Bibles, go to Genesis. And I am going to what am I looking for? Oh, okay. I'm going to Bible Gateway. All right. And we're still dealing with perception. My God. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to go to the book of Genesis. And we're going to go to Genesis chapter 3. We're still dealing with perception and the environment and identity. All right. So let's look at Genesis chapter 12. Verse 3, and I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. If you don't have a Bible, you can go online and go to BibleGateway.com. They have a variety of different Bibles to choose from, to look at as a study guide. They also have a app that you can download. I use the Bible Gateway app quite frequently because I can go to different Bibles and get a different perception of the meaning of what the scriptures mean, and then I can, you know, go in prayer and pray and ask for guidance to see if it's the truth, and I'm gonna go there. You know, some people might, you know, get ready to cut this show off of what I have to say, but. And I don't want to digress too far, but there are things that I'm seeking as a student. There's things I don't know. There's things that don't make sense that's in the Bible that I sit down and I'm inquiring the truth, you know, and every time I go into prayer, and to me what prayer is, you hear me talking right now, like you can hear me audibly, I don't think I sound like I'm trying to be different or special or something like that. That's how I believe you pray to God. You're just being honest and truthful with who you are, where you at. You know, I don't know everything, and you know, going to the thing of looking for the truth and even spending time with the Word of God, it's got to make sense, and I want I don't like to do anything that doesn't make sense, and it doesn't show proof of evidence. Okay, so I kind of digress a little bit, but I guess I was late to bring it up. But looking at perception and identity theft, and looking at where we're saying that perception deals with the environment. Let's look at Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, where it says, and again, reading from the Amplified Bible, it says, "Now the serpent was more subtile and crafty than any living creature of the field which the Lord God had made. And he, Satan, said to the woman, 'Can it really be that God has said, you shall not eat from every tree of the garden?'" Now, let's look at this for a minute. "And he, Satan, said to the word, to the woman." Satan, what is Satan? He said. Okay, we can go to 2 Corinthians 4 and 4, where it says, "For the God of this world attacks unbelievers' mind." So if Satan spoke or said to the woman, it's a communication, it's a frequency, it's something that was relayed to the senses or the mind or whatever it was. If she heard it audibly with her ears, if it was something within her or whatever, it was something. Again, as an example, because I wasn't there, but what the story says for me to work with this, something was perceived that this was took place. Okay, and let's go on here. Verse 2, and it says, "And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat the fruit of the tree of the garden.'" Verse 3, "Except the fruit from the tree which is in the middle of the garden, God has said, 'You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" Okay, so it says that you shall not eat it. So that means you can't put that thing in your mouth on it, and you can't eat it, you can't touch it. So you can't eat it to digest it, you can't touch it, or you'll die. Okay, so let's go to verse 4. "But the serpent said to the woman, 'You shall not surely die.'" Verse 5, "For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open, and you will be like God, knowing the difference between good and evil and blessing and calamity." So just think for a moment. Perception and looking at the part of verse 5 where it says that the day that they eat, that your eyes will be open. So perception. Are your eyes open? Or even just think hypothetically for a moment. Just hypothetically, you know, just put some critical thinking here. Look at yourself. When you were born, when you could even, if you can just go as far back to the first time where you could perceive the understanding of seeing, like, how would you know if you could see or not see? But looking at if you're able to see, and then something comes and tells you that you basically saying you can't see, but you're going to see, and knowing that the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, what is it that you're not seeing, or making you think that you seeing something different? You know, do you see yourself as a failure? I did. Oh my God, my perception of when I was going through depression, again, it's a perception, it's a mental thing, and I pray for every person that is dealing with depression. It's the worst thing ever to be in a space mentally where you could be standing on top of the world physically, and you will perceive yourself as lower than cow dung. You know, it's the worst place to be at mentally. And people can see you, this will see you or perceive you as someone that is successful in doing certain things, but mentally you are worn down, you are lethargic, you are everything that is not pleasant because of perception. You are nobody, you're worthless, you're stupid. That's the mind of depression. And I was all that. Manipulative. I mean, just the worst. I pray for anybody right now that is dealing with that, man. That is horrific to wake up every day. Being able to breathe, being able to feed yourself, being able to move around, being able to sit there and think for a moment. In the now, in the present, and there's nothing going on around you physically that's causing any harm, but your mind is in the battlefield. Your mind is someplace else. It's not even present. Your mind is looking at, you know, I don't have a driver's license because of child support. Or I don't have a job now, and I don't even know how the rent's going to get paid. Or, man, it's Christmas. I don't even have any money to buy my kids any Christmas present. I know what that's like. Hey, I'm dealing with, I can't, you know, my daughter want an iPhone. And I'm sitting up here. I'm doing all this stuff. And God says, do it. And at the same time, you know, I'm learning. I'm a student. I'm learning. You can look at me as an apostle, whatever. I'm not caught up in the titles. But I'm learning. I'm seeking. And people may see certain things, which is perception. But I'm just seeking the truth, and I want the truth, and I don't want to tell anybody anything that's not the truth. I'm searching. I'm yearning. I'm searching for my identity. I'm searching for me, who I am. I'm searching for the man that I know that I can be, and I'm searching for the boy in me to find out when he's alive and when he needs to be put in check. I'm searching for that inner man that God says who I supposed to be, not based upon what man says, because I've lived a majority of my life trying to please people, and people got their own stuff to deal with. So I'm praying for those listening right now. If you have an identity problem and that you are looking for your identity, you know, I didn't go to school to become a minister. You know, I never even saw myself even being a minister. That was not on my bucket list to do things. You know, I just want to bring it from the place where I am, where I'm at right now, and which is a work in progress. I'm not the strongest person, nor am I the weakest person. I'm not the smartest person, nor am I the dumbest person. I am walking it out, and I believe that's one of the things of the identity that we all have to come to, is that we are who we are. Some things that happen in our life we have nothing to do with, because we didn't bring ourselves here. Someone else paved that way, or something else paved that way for us to be here. You know, so So just even when I look at the John 4:24, where it says, God is the spirit, and you must worship him in spirit and in truth. What is worship? Is it me jumping around? Is it me laying on my face on the floor 24/7? I mean, what is worship? I mean, even looking at when the Bible says in the book of Hebrews, where it says that God, I'm not God, but Jesus, he didn't take on the form of angels. I'm paraphrasing right now. Jesus didn't take on the form of angels, but he followed the spirit of Abraham. You know, what's so special about Abraham? And even going there where, you know what I'm saying, like I'm searching for the truth. You know, if you understand the difference between if I said 1923 AD to 27 BC, you know BC is before Christ. You know the AD is after death. Looking at if Jesus went after the way Abraham did things. Abraham was born before Christ. So where Christianity come from? I mean, let's keep it real. I mean, I'm like, God, why did you call me to be a minister? I didn't go to church. I didn't go hang out. I didn't go into those. I mean, there's these different protocols. And again, I'm not even trying to talk about the church, but I didn't grow up in the church where you have these different protocols and stuff. So I'm like, you know, I don't even know if I'm really qualified because I'm, you know, I do things a different way. And maybe that's the thing, but, you know, I'm asking questions. So where Christianity come from? If Jesus was following after Abraham, you know, that's before Christ. So before Christ, the word maybe didn't even exist. So I can't call myself a Christian because Abraham, unless Abraham, you know, hey. So like I said, some people are like, you know what, let me turn the channel because this dude going off. But I'm asking questions. I'm inquiring. The Bible says, if you have a question, ask God. Why I'm on the radio? Maybe some people having the same question. So, you know, I'm asking questions. I believe if you're listening to this, somehow, some way, you was led to hear this and you going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. You know, I'm and where it is, I'm believing it's the perfect path. I'm hoping, I'm praying, you know, but I'm learning, I'm seeking. So I just tell you now, if you think you shouldn't be listening to me, don't. If you feel led to be listening, listen. If you feel led to go, something go. You know, I want to go. I'm praying. I want to go the path that God has for me, and for those that God want me to minister to, or whatever. That's where I'm at. If you someplace else, you looking for fame and fortune, I can't give it to you because, check, Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, God told Abram, I will make your name famous and distinguished. So I tell you now, if you think I'm famous and distinguished or think I'm going to be, it ain't because of me, it's because of God. Because stuff I'm doing, I couldn't even put this together myself. So I'm just seeking and praying and going. If you're led, if you are listening right now and you are like, you know what? I just want to find myself. What's my identity? I guarantee you'll find out who you are. I guarantee you, you will find it. It will scare you because how you see yourself is not how God sees you. It's not. It's not. It's really not. How you see yourself and how others see yourself has nothing to do with how God sees you. And it can be scary because God sees the entire world. So if you just take away, if you take away every perception, what you think of people think of you, how you judge yourself, and then just imagine for a moment. Matter of fact, if you went to my website, ByronBurkeMinistries.com, and you'll notice that you'll see a picture of outer space, you know, kind of like outer space picture and looking towards the earth. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. In the beginning. So for me, I'm starting now. Okay, you created the heaven and earth. So all this other stuff, racism, that wasn't there. God's looking at a bigger picture. And God wants to, so when God sees a bigger picture, all that stuff that we're concerned about is nothing, because that's just stuff. And I want to see the picture that God has. And if you're led to take that journey to find out who you are, not based upon your education, what your mother, brother, father, sister, uncle, cousin, aunt, uncle, anybody told you, if you are there, if you are at that place, a simple prayer is, Heavenly Father, please forgive me of my sins and my ancestors. In the name of Jesus, lead me towards the path of absolute truth. That there, because you can believe if Jesus rose on the third day or not. And the reason why I say that, just looking at when Jesus was on the cross, the story be true. When Jesus was on the cross, it depicts that it was him and two other people next to him. One person was, and I believe the people that were next to him were thieves. And one was, kind of disrespectful to Jesus. And the other guy on the cross next to him said, pray for me or just think of me when, you go to heaven. Because the guy was like, I'm going to hell. I'm a thief. And then, and Jesus said, no, you'll be there too. So I believe it's a simpler way. And I'm seeking a simpler way. I'm not following, like I said, I did not go to the school, seminary school, to be a pastor minister. I've been totally led and moved, and for the things I'm doing right now, I can't say it's me, I say it's God. So I'm just giving it to you how it's for me. If you want a different protocol structure, there's plenty of ministries out there. Plenty. But my concern is I just want anybody that hears my voice to find your identity. Find it. And also, if you are led, I don't like to ask for anybody for money, because I believe God's my source, and I've seen things manifest from just sitting down in prayer and conversation and just having a conversation with God. Like God said, let there be light, and there was light. And I've sat there and have conversations in prayer with God, or even just like I'm talking right now, even looking at a perfect example, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I'm just seeking wisdom on how to even do a DJ Hall of Fame or a museum. I've never done those things, but I know that if I believe in Luke 12:12, that the Holy Spirit can teach me what to say in the very hour, I know that when it comes time, the Holy Spirit can lead me down the path to who to meet, who to say, who whatever. I know God can do those things and make those things happen without money. But if you are led, do those things that God leads you to do so he can show you a bigger you. So if you are led to give an offering for the ministry, go to ByronBurkeMinistries.com. You can do PayPal, whatever. If you are led, because I know some people are like, I'm not sending him any money. He's not a pastor. He's not a prophet. Some say, I'm kind of, whatever. I just do what's led, because for me, I want to make sure that I say what I feel like the Lord wants me to say, because even for money, you need information. If you don't have something, you need information to get something, because everything is on the earth. There's no lack of money or anything. Everything is on the earth. Unless you think you're on a different planet, then, that might be a problem. But everything that you need, we need, is on planet Earth. Unless you think you're on another planet, again, everything that we need is on Earth. And God uses people who have those things. And again, it can't be about the things, but if God's using you to be to oversee nations, you have to have it from within. And this, oh my God, that's another teaching. But we are going to pick it up as the Holy Spirit leads, here on 905 FM, Brooklyn, New York, and ByronBurkeMinistries.com. God bless.